next applicant is Northern Sky Theater of Fish Creek. We'll take a look at the work samples.
Daring Airs by Joel Fischke, David Nimmer, and Alyssa Rohde. It's a charming homage to everything about Northern Sky Theater, including our tradition of having all of the cast members provide the music on stage, which is really lovely. The show is about a brother and sister who inherit a family farm and the ensuing conflict about inheriting such a property. The show is also a real tribute to America's Dairyland. It's a lovely Valentine to everything about this great state that we love. And what I really like about this particular show is that it's modern day, but it really is a lovely tribute to everything that's come before Northern Sky Theater. So don't miss it.
Any images? Joe, would you like to start the review?
Sure. The Northern Sky Theater is a little idea that just got big. It started in Green Bay with a UW-Madison professor who taught a course at Green Bay on the folklore of the Great Lakes, and they wrote a little piece, folk songs and story. And they began performing under this Mr. Peterson's tutelage at Peninsula State Park. The shows celebrated local folklore, new arrangements of folk songs, and the organization continued to grow. Some of the, frankly, the most creative minds in Wisconsin of the era were involved, and they wrote a lot of different stories. Eventually, the organization became known as American Folklore Theater, and later, more recently, Northern Sky Theater is its new name. Over the years, they started to shift from concert-style shows to fully realized book musicals. And creating new musicals is kind of their thing, and basing them on local or regional folklore is a bonus that often happens. One of the more prolific writers died an untimely death, and rather than the organization folding, they found other people. It actually expanded and involved other writers and who had a history with the company, and now there are over 50 musical theater works, original musical theater works, done by this group. We talk about the award-winning, and what's award-winning. Here it is outlined in their history. In 2012, the company was presented with the first Wisconsin Department of Tourism Award for the Arts, Culture, and Heritage. They are an organization. They have now done 67 original musical. They have 40 paid employees who perform, artists who perform, a year-round staff of eight. It is a board of 11 with very active committees, including a development task force.
2 minutes.
Well, you need to write less. Some of the things that really grabbed me are they've just completed a capital campaign, and I had to wade through that a little bit because it kind of gets muddled in the original grant proposal. But they created, obviously, they have a beautiful theater in the park, but they created a creative space in town for year-round work. They secured over 80% of the campaign goal in 18 months, and they're gonna knock this one, knock it out. So their support is obviously very, very strong. They currently have 16 shows in various stages of either commissioning or development. And that capital campaign now, their goal is to close it by the fall of 2019. It's a $7.8 million capital campaign. 37,000 people attend 137 performances. The board is very strong in its affiliations, although I might add that the addresses are centered pretty much in the Door Peninsula, except for with one exception. They have some longtime leadership, and as I said, the financial statements were strong and showed. Can't find it, but when you took out the capital campaign, then we had I think it was about 34% of unearned income to earned income. Again, my only question would be: Is the future of more earned income expanding down the peninsula for other corporate and foundation support? Certainly, this is another one of the Door County theatrical attractions that draws widely from Northeast Wisconsin and the people who are living, not just from the people who are there for the summer, but throughout Northeast Wisconsin. And maybe there's some potential there as well. Side note is, I've seen the campaign for the building project pitched at a show, and it's done with tongue in cheek and musically and with the same original musical flair as the organization's mission. So it even extends to their ask, which I thought was very consistent.
Contessa.
Just to add on, 2015 is when they start their capital campaign. Assets over the last 2 years are related to that campaign income. I thought it was very cool that their interns receive a weekly stipend plus housing. I think their focus is that long-term strategic goal of a new creative campus. I just thought they could expand a little bit more on their arts education activities. As far as community impact, it's noted that over 37,000 people attend their shows. It's really good to see the numbers they included for the volunteers. So 263 volunteers contribute over 5,000 hours through their production as well as being on committee. I think that their big focus is that new campus. And what else? I think I have one more. Yeah, this is just more of a comment. I think this being a larger organization, I think the narrative could have been a little bit structured and organized better.
Other comments?
Just a comment on the board. I see three board members who are out of state, one from California, one from Illinois, and one from Texas. Mm.
I suspect that it's more about the creative process than it is about the fundraising process.
Yeah.
Then. Mm.
Yeah.
I had some trouble finding out, learning about the arts education plan. Mm-hmm. Their arts evaluation tool, the educational tool is really not that. It's more of a guideline for artistic collaboration among the artists. And when I looked at the arts education plan, it's linked to a student production video. So there's some information missing about that.
Ellie, any comments?
I'll ditto what everyone else said and just say that this is you know, I feel like I just want to take a year off and tour all of the theaters in Wisconsin after this grant process. So, one of them.
Great. I just have to make the comment again with four arts venues in Door County, with Sturgeon Bay, Bailey's Harbor, two in Fish Creek, there has to be some synergy there if they could, and maybe they're working on it, somehow coordinate, work together if they feel they're in competition with each other, maybe they don't need to be, maybe they can some of the parts may be greater than individual.
I suspect, though, too, one of the challenges might be, I mean, if they were four different disciplines, that would be one thing. Mm-hmm. But they're not. And so I would suppose, being a theater guy, that there's a great sense of competition between them, and probably all the way up the organizational ladders. Mm-hmm. That even in the boardrooms, those competitions get strong. I'm not saying it's not a good idea.
Maybe it's more the winter aspect of it. I think the summer, there's probably enough visitation, tourists, so forth, to support them all. But in the winter, maybe there could be some sort of planning to help support them. Just a thought.
Other comments? Thank you.